Cecilia looked smug. Bright morning light gilded her hair, and she looked crisp and refreshed by ample sleep and good food.
I fixed it.
Fixed what?
Harris had bathed and changed when she and Petrus got back to the lodge shortly before dawn. But inside her clothes, her body felt lush and relaxed. She wondered if Cecilia could tell. She had her own list of things for Cecilia to fix, and hoped her employer hadn't used up her energy on something minor.
Your resignation. I hate to lose you, but I know how you've grieved, and the evidence is clear. So I just argued my way along, and they've agreed to take you back. Quite willingly, in fact. Everyone knows that George's father will sue Lupescu and his cronies, and the regular space service is anxious to dissociate themselves from any of that.
Harris stared, her brain racing. Cecilia had fixed that in a few hours, from an obscure planet with no real-time communications beyond its own system? Then, go back? Retrieve her command, her career? She felt her heart begin to hammer, the racing pulse pounding her body, making her hands shake. Exultation flooded her. She could see the look on her father's face, on her mother's. She could imagine how her younger brother, still in the academy, would react.
How?
I'd been afraid it would take weeks, but you remember Bunny said a crown minister was here hunting? Bunny asked me to speak to him about Mr. Smith, and of course I told him about you. I pointed out that going through the usual channels would require your complete explanation, and you, as an honest person, could hardly fail to mention Mr. Smith when you justified the killing of Admiral Lupescu.
Mr. Smith? A royal, you said when you were talking about the boot. Oh, not the one Ronnie was in trouble for.
Quite so. The minister saw my point, of course, and assured me that no statement from you would be required under the circumstances. Enough evidence of Lupescu's unfitness existed to overturn the judgment without recalling whatever court or board it was. You can trust him. With Mr. Smith's reputation at stake, he would do more than this. Luckily for us, the minister requires a special communications link. I don't know what you call it, but it's almost instantaneous through some kind of relay back to court. He was able to contact the necessary officials and...
And the surviving crew?
Harris felt already like a space fleet officer, the purple uniform forgotten along with the past several hours.
Oh, yes. All rehabilitated, as they call it. I knew you would want that, so I insisted. Wherever they are, if some of them were not on that abominable island... I do understand, you know. We are both aristocrats, even if we aren't in the same aristocracy.
I thank you, m'lady.
I will hate losing you. Not only as a captain and student of equitation, but as a friend. I like you, and I don't like many people... Will it be difficult for you and Petrus?
Petrus? Oh.
So Cecilia had noticed. At once, the exultation left her, as quickly as if someone had pulled a plug in her heart. She could go back, and he could go back, and they might serve on the same ship. But they could not go back to the past hours. Not ever. She tried to imagine him as a civilian, husband, but that would destroy him.
Oh, my. I didn't think...
Most people don't in your position. That's why I mentioned it before you go and tell the others. You can go back, but you don't have to.
Harris could hardly breathe for a moment in the alternation of possibility and impossibility. She could not give up her chance in the RSS again. She could not give up Petrus. She could not ask him to give up his career, as miraculously restored as her own. But if either of them...
Damn.
It was all she could say. She sat down suddenly, and Cecilia made a show of turning away, preparing something to drink, offering her a steaming cup of some brown liquid. She should know what it was, but she couldn't recognize anything.
As a classical maiden aunt, I am qualified to give useless advice, which you are free to ignore. You love that man, and he loves you. That was obvious when I first saw you two together. You can't be together in the service, and neither of you will be happy as a civilian partnering the one who stays in. If you do go back, Harris, be sure you're never on the same ship. You know that.
I know that.
Her lips felt numb. Was it the drink? Was she going to faint? She never fainted. It was ridiculous. But her skin remembered his touch. Her ears remembered his voice, the sound of his breathing, the beat of his heart when her head lay on his chest. She wanted that, wanted it more than anything. Except her commission, her ship, her crew, which she couldn't have if it meant him.
I still need a captain. I need new crew members. You told me that. If you choose not to re-enter the service, you would have a place with me.
And Petrus would become just a crew member on a rich old lady's yacht? She could not see him being happy with that. He had taken as much pride in his career as she in hers. He would not settle for less.
You ought to ask him. You didn't ask before, and look where that got you. Give him the chance now, while you have the chance. While you are, for the moment, free.
It was true. She had not thought she had a chance before. She had taken the commander's way, the solitary way, and had not asked anyone. And because of that, Lupescu had been able to ruin her and her crew. This time she could ask him. She stood up, nodding to Cecilia without saying a word. She could not have said a word, and went to find Petrus. He was staring out to sea, staring at the island on which he had been hunted.
Looks pretty from here.
Yes.
Harris.
Lady Cecilia has intervened with the service.
You're getting your commission back? Good, I hope you would. They ought to have that much sense.
They're reversing all the disciplinary actions. All the survivors will be reinstated with all records cleared. It would probably have happened anyway, but Lady Cecilia...
has connections. I'm glad she cares that much. You must have impressed her. Well, back into the harness for us, eh? And...
we don't have to go.
What? Of course you'll go. You're not meant to be a yacht captain.
She said I should give you the chance. The chance I didn't give you before.
What do you mean? Are you saying...
Petrus, there's a choice. If we go back, you know it would be best if we never served together. But if we don't go back...
You love it. Your family, the Serrano Admiralty.
My family have already endured the worst. A Serrano resigning under a cloud rather than face a court. They will abide my decision one way or the other. Or they will not, and I will abide their decision. I don't know what they'll do, but I don't fear it. Your family?
Mine? Farmers and small merchants on Vonnegut's world. I was the outlaw there, too. Ran off to join the military, like kids have always done. Wouldn't walk behind a plow or pull onions if I could see stars. And they wouldn't mind. They gave me up for lost when I told my Uncle Eth what I thought of farming. I couldn't go back and ask for land, that's for sure. But away, I can do what I want. I liked my work.
I know that. You can have it back, that's what Cecilia told me. She's got you all cleared.
Yes, but it can't be the same. Not just us, the whole thing. Some of them died through this. I can't forget that.
Harris felt cold. They had died because of her, because she had left. She already knew that. If he couldn't forget, he probably couldn't forgive either. And last night had been last night. But he was looking at her again, this time steadily, eye to eye.
But what did you offer as an alternative? You said if we don't go back...
we could both work for Lady Cecilia. On her yacht.
You must like her a lot, even to consider it. What do you do?
Lady Cecilia travels. From the existing records of past voyages, she travels widely. And from the events of the first weeks I worked for her, her yacht has harbored smugglers. Without her knowledge, of course.
You're sure of that?
Yes. She's stubborn, opinionated, and all the other things you expect from a rich old lady, but she's honest.
Like you. No wonder you get along so well. So, you'll continue?
It depends. Bad as Lupescu was, some will always mistrust my loyalty. Even my family would have reservations. And I would rather take an honest salary from her than a commission restored with her influence. So, it's either stay with her or look for something else, and I have no reason now to leave her. At least not until I've straightened out that crew.
I know that tone. All right, then. I think all of us will have the same problems. Those who don't think so are welcome to go back, but as for me, no. Do you think your Lady Cecilia will hire more than one of us? And will we have to bow as she sweeps by?
Are you saying yes?
No, I'm saying yes, ma'am. Since I believe that's the correct civilian usage. I gather the restriction on fraternization doesn't apply either.
No, not off the bridge. I've got to check in with Zirkin, the standing watch, and let her know there's a sealed weapons cargo coming up to the ship. It's a good thing we had a complete refitting at Tacoman Roads. Did you know the sulfur cycle was off by 2 sigs?
Dear heart, Harris, Captain, your owner had better pull up her bloomers or whatever they call them on aristocrats. Weapons? Does she know?
Of course she knows. I used her credit line.
That had been how long ago? And would Cecilia still authorize those weapons? Better get them aboard before she changed her mind. Somewhere, the smugglers that had put that contraband aboard had to be wondering what had happened to it. The rich were no safer, if they didn't bother to defend themselves, than someone on the docks. In the depths of her mind, the final door to her past shut, and she faced the future as a civilian without the old pain. It would return, she knew, as old pains always did, in the dark hours everyone faced. But the worst was over.